Colorado school districts are reaping some rewards of a rising economy. Karen Slater is the chief financial officer for the Montrose County School District, which will have almost an extra $1 million in next year's budget.
So the state of Colorado is starting to recover financially. So what that means for school districts is the state has a school finance formula, and what they do is they determine a per pupil funding for all Colorado students. And right now, according to state law, it will be increased by inflation.
Back in 2000, a state amendment made it so that per-student money would increase with the rate of inflation. The problem is, a few years back, Colorado was broke.
The state of Colorado didn't have the money. I mean, they were in a recession just like everybody else. So we got cut, too. They were not able to actually come up with a cash to fund us. So they said it was in there, but then they came up with this factor called negative factor.
The cash-strapped state took back a percentage of the money it was supposed to give to the schools. This negative factor, it's the amount of money that should have been paid out, but isn't.
In the 13-14 year, our negative factor was $7.1 million. So if we were operating in normal times without that negative factor, we would have $7.1 million more than we do right now. Okay, so now for the proposed 14-15 for Montrose County School District, we are down to $6.1 million. So we recuperated almost $1 million back.
So instead of not paying the Montrose School District $7 million, Colorado is just not paying $6 million. Slater says that most of the money will go into hiring much-needed staff and cost-of-living raises. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.